going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Randy Moeller's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He was a first-round pick in the NHL. Dude played over a decade. He's been the Panthers TV analyst for years. He has seen it all. Moeller, in your wildest dreams, did you have any thought that what we saw last night was what we were going to see last night?
I got to be honest, I was maybe a little bit surprised, not shocked. I thought that the Panthers would play well. I thought if they played their game and the way that, as we call Panther hockey, which is aggressive, bat out of hell, quick, play on your toes and that they would win the game. I did not expect that Toronto came out that flat. They just, you know, with the Panthers out shooting them, 13-4 or 13-3 with about 5 minutes left in the first period. So I was pretty confident that the Panthers would continue on. They've gotten in a groove now, and it just shows to the depth of this hockey club. And it's not just us. It's not just you and I and a few other people talking about it, about the depth and that. It's all around the league and the media and people that are covering, you know, nationally and that. And you watch on TV how the Panthers, they can insert different players and that, and there's no drop-off at all. And they're the only team really that can do that. There's no other team that has that type of depth where they can insert players and put a Jesper Boqvist up on the first line with Barkov and Reinhardt and there's no drop off, and Boqvist got a goal last night and that. So when you have that and you're going well, the only thing I'll say, the caveat to that is it's very difficult to play that way. And how I can maybe describe it is you go out and do sprints three times a day for 30 minutes and run as hard as you can and that. And well, human nature, after about the 20th day of doing that, your body and your brain starts telling you, I don't really want to do that anymore. It's very difficult to play that way. But the Panthers have been able to manage that and rise up. That's the reason they won the Stanley Cup last year. The reason they went to the finals the year before is when they play that fast, aggressive, attacking style, five-man attacking style, a lot of teams just can't handle it, or they can maybe handle it for a while, and then it just starts to break down and they start cheating and cutting corners and that. And I think you've seen the Panthers, they have just pounded the Toronto defense, the Maple Leaf defense now, where they to the point where they don't even want to go back in their own end and get the puck. And then what happens is they start cheating a little bit and forcing their goaltender to play and handle a puck. And their goaltender right now, Joseph Wall, who has played well, and that, but he doesn't handle the puck very well. And that just plays into what the Panthers are trying to do. It's not glamorous, but it's exciting and it's successful. And hopefully the Panthers brought brought that game home for game, you know, game number six tomorrow.
Well, it is wild to watch it though, because you do see the life get sucked out of the opponent. Like it's wild. Yeah. But how would you, because you were in the NHL so long, how do you bounce, if you're Toronto, how do you bounce back from that? And conversely, if you're the Panthers, how do you not let your foot off the pedal a little bit, because it just seems so easy? Like, hey, we got them.
Yeah, well, and that goes back to what I was saying. It's difficult to do at play at that high energy level, shift after shift after shift, and that. And you know, I obviously broadcast these games and watch the Panthers on a daily basis. And I can tell if that energy level is not right there. They're a little late getting to the puck, a little late finishing their checks, a little late making plays and that kind of stuff. And you'll see it from time to time in that. But right now, over the last couple, especially after the last couple games in that, they've really, three games, they've really turned it on and that. But, you know, you, as a defenseman and as a former player in that, it's exhausting. And what you do is, okay, they're going to fire the puck in and get the forecheck going. So now you start cheating and you're turning back and you're not trying to hold the line, the blue line and that. And then it causes all kinds of problems. Then the Panthers or good teams will sense that. And then instead of dumping in, they'll just carry it in. And then once they carry the puck in, then these creative players can make plays and that, and then they just pick you apart. It is tough. So for the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow, I mean, they've got so much talent, but they're a puck handling team and they're most successful when they've got the puck and they're skilled players like Nylander and Matthews and Marner and Tavares and Nyes and some of these players. When they've got the puck, they're very, very successful. And the Panthers have taken that away from them. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting, Hawken, to see tomorrow. Does Toronto push back at all? Do they have, you know, pride and guts and not to push back? Because if they don't push back, it'll be over tomorrow night.
Yeah, when you say that, you know, Toronto's a puck-handling team, it seems like the Panthers are just beating them at their own game, Moeller. But I kind of chalk it up to Bob looking like Bob in terms of the two home wins, especially game four, where he just had in that second and third period, Moeller, save after save, where he finally looked like the playoff Bob that took over last year. Is it fair to say that as well as the defense is playing, as well as the Panthers have taken Toronto out of their game, that Bob is playing at that elite level you need your goaltender to be at once again?
Yeah, and I think you nailed it. It's a little bit of everything. Bob is being Bob, one of the elite goaltenders in the world, and we're used to that. But it's also great defense out in front as well, and forcing these players to the wide side and let them shoot from the outside and from the wide side and that. And if Bobrovsky can see the puck like all elite goaltenders, he's going to make the save 99 times out of 100. But if you allow traffic in front and if you allow their defense to walk the line and get shots through and that, that's when you get a little helter skelter and that. But right now in the playoffs, and we'll see it, you know, hopefully we're hoping the Panthers get into the semifinals, the finals for the Eastern Conference. Now you're down to four teams. It doesn't matter whether you have the best goaltender in the league. You want the goaltender playing the best, and there's a big difference. And we've seen that with, you know, some of the best goaltenders in Hellebuck and that have really struggled, Aiden Hill and some of these other goaltenders that have really struggled. And they put up unbelievable numbers in the regular season, but they can't duplicate that for whatever reason in the playoffs, especially a long grinding out series after series after series. And Bobrovsky just doesn't seem to get fatigued. He's got so much experience. He's seen it all. He's seen the good, the bad, the great. He's seen it all, and I think he's very calm in his demeanor. He doesn't get rattled, even if the win or lose. I mean, you guys watch whatever his post-game press conference. You can't tell whether the team wins or loses. He says it's a process. It's a process, and we got to work hard and work together and that kind of stuff. So. But no, there's no doubt.
Sound like he's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You made him sound like he was a Wisconsinite. It's a process.
I try to imitate him and that. Well, you know, we got to work hard, and the guys played well, and that. he's an amazing human being. He's a machine out there, and I think a lot of it that doesn't translate that much. He loves what he's doing. It looks like, you know, he's obviously very serious and in his demeanor and that, but he just has a blast out there. And you see him after every whistle, and he freezes the puck, and he's always tapping his defenseman and thanking them in front of him and that. You don't see that very often. He really enjoys his team and his teammates and enjoys the competition.
You know, it's interesting talking about goaltenders. I was certain we'd see Anthony Stolarz for Toronto tomorrow night, but I just saw that Craig Berube said earlier today that Stolarz probably won't even travel.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was a little bit surprised because I believe, yeah, and you know, obviously we're all do the same thing. We have to go off of what somebody else is posting, and that he was on the ice yesterday and he was on the ice again this morning. So,
because if he was healthy, you'd switch to him, right? I think every NHL team would switch to him at that.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have switched after game four.
No.
When Wall was unbelievable. No. He was unbelievable. I would never have switched him going into game five and that. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll have to wait till tomorrow.
I guess he's more injured than we thought, huh?
Yeah, I have no idea. I really don't, and that. But you know, like the Panthers, they just worry about themselves and preparing for tomorrow, and knowing that, you know, this is not over. It's not, you know, the old saying, talk to me at 10:30 tomorrow night, because Toronto has the ability. They've done it before where they can rise up and they're stars. And if the Panthers, they get into maybe a little bit of penalty trouble early, and Toronto gets a little bit success on their power play and that, things can turn very quickly. But I think the Panthers are well aware of that. And the other thing too, I think I kind of mentioned, is how even keel this team is. Remember, they went into Toronto to start this series and lost the first two games. The first game they were down, 2-0, 35 seconds into the first period. But there was no panic. And Aaron Ekblad was asked after game two, when they were down going back to Florida, they're down, you know, 0-2. And he just said, no, not concerned at all. We know how we got to play, and we're getting there, and we got to shore up a few things. And sure enough, they've rattled off three straight. So it's pretty remarkable, this team. And I think they're getting the respect around the league a little bit more as well. That they are built for the playoffs with the depth and the talent that they have.
So maybe I'm approaching this like it's 10:31 p.m. Moeller, and you tell me if I'm wrong to do it, but whether or not they get past this round, whatever happens the rest of the way, we're witnessing like a legendary hockey run, right? Like, this team is going to be remembered as, like, one of – I'm not saying all-time greats yet. Like, they have a lot of hockey left to play. But, man, yeah. Moeller, I mean, back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals appearances.
They go to three in a row.
They already won. Right. They might go to three in a row. And like you said, they're built for the playoffs. They pretty much just ended Tampa Bay Lightning, like, one of the great hockey eras of the last 20 years that the Lightning had. Like, the Panthers ended that. And then – I mean, the Boston Bruins are in shambles because of what the Florida Panthers did to them in back-to-back years. Like, I mean, we're living through it right now, aren't we, Moeller?
Yeah, and the good news is their best players. I think Bobrovsky's going to play till he's 39, 40 years old, if he wants to. I mean, he could play another at a high level for another 4 or 5 years. But the core of this team, the Barkovs and the, you know, the Reinharts and the Bennetts and the Ekblads and that, these players are just entering their prime. They're just getting around the age. They're just below 30 or 30 years old. They're just at their prime. They've got another 5, 6 more years of productive hockey. And I think that's what's so exciting about this and encouraging is they're not an old team that's just taken a stab at it for one last hurrah. Let's see if we can do it, and then it all has to be dismantled. They've been able to inject some youth, you know, the Samuskeviches and the AJ Greers and the Gadjevich and the Boquists and some of these players, and now the Nico Mikolas, and that these players are just starting to reach their prime. And. And with the Lundell and Loisterainen and that. So that's not a lot of teams have that. And I just read as well, I didn't realize in that they have 17 different players that have scored a goal in the playoffs so far. And there isn't a team that's come close to that. So they've got depth. They've got, they spread out the score and everybody seems to get involved with the offense and that. They got 10, 11 goals so far in the playoffs from defensemen, which is by far the best in the league, and it probably has been over the last number of years and that. So you add it all up, but you never know. You just never know, and that's why the beauty of this game of hockey is so compelling and so exciting, because if you've watched even 50% of these games in the playoffs with some of these crazy comebacks and crazy games that have happened and the momentum flipping and flopping back and forth, that's what makes it so exciting.
Well, tomorrow in Sunrise, it's an 8 o'clock puck drop. That means 7:30 on Scripps. There will be a local pregame show. Correct, Moeller?
Yep. Jessica and Jovo and I are in the studio, and Goldie and Katie will be on site, and they'll have interviews and some information and that. Yeah, it's pretty jam-packed for 30 minutes. We get you all set up for the game. National broadcasts and that, and it's fun. It's fun, and I think it's informative, and it's good for our local fans to tune in, and they'll get what the lines are and what the tendencies are and that. So it sets them all up for the game. Enjoy doing it. It's been a lot of fun.
Tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Scripps, which is Channel 39, Dade and Broward, South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County. You can hear the game locally tomorrow here on 560. You can watch it on TNT.
Quit texting me for tickets, too. I don't have any tickets for you. Quit texting me.
Well, Doug Plagans doesn't answer me either, Moeller, so then I'll just text Goldie then. You know,
you have a suite I could sneak into or something, Moeller?
Yeah. Just go to the back door, and the password is Wayne Gretzky.
I have some very exciting breaking news for tomorrow. You know, Crowder and I are doing the broadcast live at the arena tomorrow afternoon. I just got very exciting news, Moeller, from Chrissy Parente. She texts me, "We've got another 2 new food items coming your way tomorrow while you're broadcasting here."
Wow. So that's unbelievable.
I don't know what's coming our way, but they never disappoint.
Yeah, the food is great. They have some
unbelievable. You ever have that turkey sandwich that's up on the level that broadcast
with
from?
With the cranberry sauce. Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's legit.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, guys.
Get back to your bolognese sauce, Moeller.
Yep. It's looking good. It's looking good with a little, maybe a little half a glass of grape juice with it tonight. Ooh, yeah. I'll be ready.
See you, Moeller.
See you later.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.